Al Cintron on the Fan, Absolute Cintron on the Overnight. Number to join, 888-808-1019. I'm Chris P. and Please Find the Glass. So, yesterday on WFEN, it was all Big Blue from morning all the way through to the afternoon drive. Continuing after Yankee baseball with Loogie. But I need to be the voice of reason. I do. Because, yes, Giant fans, I know you finally have a head coach you believe in John Harbaugh. The adult in the room, as they say, John Harbaugh. A Super Bowl winning coach from a winning program in Baltimore. But that doesn't fix all the blemishes on this Giant team. It's year one. We haven't even played a game yet. And Giant fans have gone crazy. 10 wins, 11 wins, going to win the division, playoff run. It's not going to be like last year because of John Harbaugh. Well, last time I checked, you have a running back who, by the way, is rubbing his defensive teammates the wrong way, which means it's time to start playing some games. Everybody's sick of each other. A running back coming off a horrific injury last season. Season-ending injury last season. You have a defensive front. Yes, your edge rushes are good. Yes, your linebackers, the potential is there, especially with Orvell Reese. Your run defense is suspect. Your cornerbacks, you don't have a number one shutdown corner. You might not have a bunch of number twos at corner. Javon Holland is coming off a tough season last year for the Giants. A disappointing one at that. And then there's the wide receiver room. Who Calvin Austin, unfortunately, out for the year, non-contact injury. He was going to play a big role on this team. Slot receiver, did a good job with Aaron Rodgers last year in Pittsburgh. But now you lose him. Malik Nabers coming off a season-ending injury. You don't know if he's going to be 100% for week one. The coach can say he expects him to play and be ready. And by the way, Malik Nabers did leave practice early yesterday. And the coach was caught off guard. He had no idea. He said they discuss injuries after practice, or right when practice ends. And he had no idea what was going on. Not good. So your star receiver, your number one, you don't know if he's going to be 100% ready for week one. Your starting running back, Cam Scatterbo, you don't know exactly what you're going to get. You don't know. Your run defense up the middle, which if you watch the Viking game, I don't count the Dolphins game because they stink. They're pathetic. They're so bad. Malik Willis, after halfway through the practice, called a meeting. That's how bad they are. The Vikings carved them up. First preseason game. Now, I know they were missing a couple guys, but the Vikings were running at will. Who's guarding CeeDee Lamb week one for the Giants? Who? Paulson Adebo? Newsom? Colton Hood? Who's guarding him? I think Giant fans are setting themselves up for failure. Now, there's nothing wrong with being excited about a season. Trust me. I've been excited with Jaden Daniels coming back healthy. But now I've started to scale that back because I don't know what to expect from my team. And week one, you have the Giants and the Cowboys rivalry. Also, in Philadelphia, you have Washington and the Eagles. All of these teams in the NFC used to have question marks. All of them. I think week one is going to set the tone for the NFC East. If the Giants can beat the Cowboys week one and headed to that Ram game 1-0, then, Giant fans, I could understand you sticking out your chest a little bit. Because the way it's looking, the way the when the schedule came out, 0-2 was right there. You got Cowboys and Rams. The Eagles lost A.J. Brown, so we don't know how they're going to be. Last year, the running game wasn't quite as good as the year before when Saquon Barkley rushed for 6,000 yards and went crazy and just rubbed it in every Giant fan's face. Jalen Hurts was inconsistent last year. For Washington, Jaden Daniels missed most of the season. They lose Tunsil for the season as well. The offensive line, they're trying to figure it out. And I don't believe all this stuff in training camp with these joint practices. You know, this team looks bad, that team looks bad. I'm not buying all that. Game action's what I go by. Week one is going to set the tone for the NFC East. I think week one for the Giants is a must win. Now, as you go, well, must win. Yes, you want to start this John Harbaugh era right. Beat Dallas, a team that everybody's talking about, pumping up that this is the year for the Cowboys to win the division. Now, we've heard that for 30-some years in a row, but I actually feel the same way, and I can't believe those words are coming out of my mouth. A Washington fan praising the Cowboys. Their offense, electric. It's going to be one of the best in the league. Definitely is. But they also have questions on the defensive side of the ball. We saw the shootout last year with the Giants. Oh, it was a back-and-forth game. Russell Wilson makes a stupid throw. And they end up losing to the Cowboys. And I don't think 0-2 is a death sentence. Losing to the Cowboys, then losing to the Rams. But it's also how you lose as well. If they get just absolutely dismantled those two games, it is going to be a long season for the Giants. Again. I don't care if Vince Lombardi came out of his grave to coach the Giants. It'll be a long season. I got to see Jackson Dart also do it for a whole season, or most of a season, because I expect him to miss a game or two here and there. I do. The way he plays his style, he's definitely going to miss some time. I hope not. I don't wish injury on anyone, but his track record shows he's balls to the wall. Hopefully you learn from last year when to slide, dip out of bounds, play for another play. And again, with the wide receiver room, it's Malik Nabers, who we don't know what you're going to get from him. Darnell Mooney, new to the system. It's a new system for everyone. And Odell Beckham Jr., the old guy, who's probably going to make the team. I love the Isaiah Likely signing. By the way, a fake Knicks fan. He's actually a Boston Celtic fan. I heard him with Evan and Sean talking about how it was nice to see the Knicks win being in the city, and he's really a Boston fan. Get out of here with that. Fraud. Isaiah Likely is going to be Jackson Dart's best friend. 100% his best friend. His security blanket. I said the same thing about my guy year one when Zach Ertz was his tight end. That was his best friend in Washington. A good to great tight end is a great thing for a young quarterback. But I just think there's too many question marks right out the gates for Giant fans to be 10 wins, 11 wins, we're going to win the division, go to the playoffs, John Harbaugh, here we go. I understand the excitement. I do. And listening to the fan all day, Giants left and right, Brian Burns, Isaiah Likely, Jackson Dart, Joe Shane, John Harbaugh. It was a big blue parade. So I understand Giant fans being pumped up. You've had nothing to cheer for except for a playoff run with Daniel Jones. But I think take it easy. Let's see how things go week one. Let's see what we got. Now, usually the first month of the season is glorified preseason football because the guys don't play at all. And I think it's a big mistake that Jackson Dart doesn't go out there for a couple series versus the Jets. Huge mistake. Go out there, get some action in, get some plays in, get some reps in. Because we all know what's going to happen. If the Cowboys dust the Giants week one and Jackson Dart looks terrible, we know what's going to happen. Well, why didn't they play more in the preseason? Why'd you take that approach? The whole Monday morning quarterback. You know how that goes. Especially when Giant fans have these crazy expectations year one. So if I was John Harbaugh, and I'm not, I would play Jackson Dart the first quarter. But be smart about it. Stand there and throw the ball. Do not start running all over the place. Just go out there and throw the ball. Let it loose. Have some fun. And go into week one of the regular season versus the Dallas Cowboys with some positive momentum on the offensive side of the ball. He didn't play versus the Dolphins. That would have been another opportunity versus a crappy team. Just to go out there and let it rip. Because you can practice all you want. Practice, 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 practice. It's a whole nother ball game when the games actually count. It's different. We all know that. We've watched football for how many years? We know the way it goes. And for an organization that's been terrible overall for a decade plus, I think it's very, very important that the Giants get off to a great start and beat Dallas week one and send a message to the rest of the league, especially the NFC East. And you have Washington playing the Eagles. Again, I think the NFC East, week one, we're going to find out who's real and who's meh. Because every team in the division has question marks. Every single one of them. Washington with Jaden Daniels, the offensive line. The Giants, their defensive front, especially up the middle in their secondary in the wide receiver room. And Cam Scatable, Malik Nabers. The Cowboys, will they have a defense? Because their offense is spectacular. What about their defense? And the Eagles, how do they look without A.J. Brown?